daf is Yuma daf Nunches. The daf began with a discussion about Ma'arvin Lekranos. There's definitely a point in time where we have to take the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer and mix them together. The question is, when is that point in time? Is that before we place the Dam, the Kohen Gadol places the Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or is it after he places the Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but before he actually sprinkles it on the top of the Mizbeach? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas, Rabbi Yoshi of Rabbi Yonasan. One of them says Ma'arvin, one of them says Ein Ma'arvin. The Gemara then proves that Rabbi Yoshi is the one that says that they are Ma'arvin Lekranos, that they mix the dam before the Kohen Gadol actually puts it on the four sides, on the four corners of the Mizbeach. The Gemara then raises a shayla: if you have two kelim, one inside the other, and you do a Kabbalas Hadam by holding the outer kli, even though the blood goes into the inner kli, is that a valid way of doing the Avodah? So the Gemara thinks we have a raya from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Nasanas Hamali B'socha Reikan, that you put the full one into the empty one. So we thought that that means that you double up the kelim, that after you pour all of the Dam HaPar into the Dam HaSa'ir, you then take the empty kli that held the Dam HaPar and put the full kli that now has both bloods into the empty kli. That's what the Gemara originally thought it meant, but the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Nasan Samali B'tocha Reikon means that once you have all the blood mixed together in one of the kelim, you then pour all of it back into the other kli in order to la'arvin yafa yafa, in order to make sure it gets mixed really well. So the shaila of whether you could double up the kli still was a shaila, the Gemara says, and that shaila really depends on whether you hold min b'mino is chotzeitz or min b'mino is eino chotzeitz. When you have two like kinds, is one chotzeitz in front of the other? So is the bottom kli considered a chatzitza between the person's hand and the kli that is actually receiving the dam? The Gemara then says, but maybe the shaila is entirely different. Maybe it has nothing to do with min b'mino chotzeitz. Maybe it's just a question of whether that's derech shirus b'kach, whether that's considered to be a respectful way of doing the avoda. And the Gemara brings a raya that that is considered a respectful way of doing the avoda. There's no disrespect in using two kelim to do a single avoda. The Gemara then raises the shayla, okay, what if you have something else in the kli as the dam comes in the kli? You put sieve, you put part of an absorbent material from a palm tree into the kli. Do we say min b'she'eino mino chotzeitz, that that's definitely going to be a chatzitza? Or do we assume that since it's absorbent material and blood can easily seep through, it's not going to be a chatzitza? When it comes to mechatas, it's definitely not going to be a chatzitza, because water is very thin and water definitely would be able to seep through the bottom. When it comes to the comets of a mincha, to flour, it definitely would be a chatzitza, because that's a solid, it's not even a liquid. The whole shayla was about dam, where it's somewhere in between. The Mishnah on Amud Beis describes the next step of the avodah, where they actually put the dam on the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah tells us that he would first put on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and then he'd sprinkle seven times on the top of the Mizbeach, and then whatever dam is left over, they would pour into the Yesod Ma'aravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and whatever dam would be left over from a normal Karban Chatas, they would pour into the Yesod Dromi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Either way, all the blood gets mixed together and goes out to Nachal Kidron, where they sell it as manure, or as fertilizer, rather, for farmers. So the Gemara raises the question that by other parim, points out that when it comes to other parim, he sprinkles from beyond the area of the Mizbeach. But when it comes to sprinkling on the parochas with the par of Yom Kippur, he sprinkles from between the Mizbeach and the parochas. And that's why when he now goes to the Mizbeach, we call it Vayetze, that he's going out, meaning he was closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now when he goes and places the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he's gone out to the other side of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Glili, which corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi he places the dam on first. Everyone agrees it's one of the eastern corners, not one of the western corners, meaning it's one of the corners further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The question is just, is it the northeastern corner or is it the southeastern corner? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it is the northeastern corner, and then Kolpino Shatapon Lo Yuel Derachimin, he continues turning right and he goes around the entire Mizbech from northeast to northwest to southwest to southeast. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, no, he starts on the southeastern corner and goes then to the southwestern corner and then around the other way. So the Gemara has a few possibilities of what exactly they're arguing about. It could be they're arguing about, first the Gemara suggests, whether in fact there's a halacha that you're always supposed to turn toward the right. Or it could be the Gemara says even if they're not arguing about that, maybe they both agree that generally you're supposed to turn toward the right, but maybe pnim michutz lo yalfinan, maybe that's only for outside, but maybe when you're in the heichal that halacha doesn't apply. And tomorrow's daf we're gonna have a couple of other possibilities of what they argue about. But either way, both shitos hold that you definitely don't put the dam on the first corner that you hit, on the first corner that you see. And the reason for that is that it says veyetzel mizbech. So we darshan that means adinafik mikule mizbech, that he has to bypass the entire mizbech before he places any dam. In fact, Rabbi Akiva holds, since you had to bypass the corner that made the most sense first in order to fulfill this v'yetzel mizbech, that's why you have to go back to that corner next. Ein mavir na l'mitzvos isn't ignored entirely, because we have to bypass that corner, that's why we go back to that corner next.